confident enough in those guys that it doesn't really phase your preparation?
Well, you're losing a, you know, a terrific football player who not only is, you know, extremely important to what you do, he's invaluable just in terms of his leadership and his ability, the bigger the moment, to make the bigger play. So you lose that, and you know that, and it's, you're not going to make it up with one guy. What you hope is collectively the rest of everybody will contribute enough that you can make up for his absence to enough of a degree that you win the game. And that's what you're looking for.
A lot of teams, I would think, if you take away their top receiver, their top two of their top three, even, they're gonna lose something. You guys haven't. Is it just the guys? Is it your scheme? The quarterback? What do you think has been responsible?
Well, I think there's a lot. I mean, obviously you gotta have, you know, you gotta have some players that can play, and I think it's a tribute to some of the guys who aren't starting that they have continued to work. I mean, guys like Ramsey, Dominic Hicks, and that, you know, maybe haven't started or played a lot or played always, but when they've had their opportunity, you know, they've worked, they've listened, they've absorbed what we teach, and I think the coaches do a great job, you know, teaching them. And so collectively, you know, we've been able to get guys that probably most people would have thought, you know, there'd be a terrific or dramatic fall off. There hasn't been, knock on wood, so hopefully we can keep it going. But you do reach a point if you keep losing them that, the point of no return. I don't think we've reached that point, but we're going to have certainly another challenge. And, some other guys who we haven't had to depend on a lot are going to have to play a lot this week and play important roles. And you just hope that they have worked as hard as, you know, the Ramsey Bardens and the Dominic Hicksons and guys in the past, that now that they're getting their opportunity, that they'll play well enough.
One of those guys is Reuben Randall. His effort was called into question the other day. What have you seen with ethic-wise and stepping up?
I think he's shown some improvement the last couple weeks in all areas, and I think that we're looking forward to him making some plays for us. He needs to make some plays for us, and he's going to be in a position where the ball's going to come his way, and he certainly catches it well enough. Now it's a matter of, you know, doing the things necessary to get uncovered, get open, and you know, you hope that that he has the ability to do that. I think he does, but you know, there's certainly a level of understanding what's happening out on the field, what the defense is doing, what adjustments you have to make so that you can put yourself, where you've gotten some separation from either the zone droppers, or it's a little easier in man in the sense intellectually, you know exactly who you're working against, but then that presents the challenge of, have you developed enough technique to get open? And so we'll see. I think he's he again has shown some progress over the last few weeks, and he's going to get a chance to an opportunity, and he'll have to make those plays when those opportunities avail themselves in the game. But I have a great deal of confidence he will.
Kevin, their front seven on defense is more linebacker oriented than maybe some other teams, more defensive line oriented.
Right.
DeQuell Jackson, we don't see a lot. I consider him one of the more underrated backers in the game. Could you talk a little bit about how he runs things for them?
He's tremendous. I think he's unbelievable. That he's a good run supporter because he's got great speed and everything else. But where he's, I don't know. I guess because you don't hear a lot about him. I was surprised how he may be as good as I've seen in pass coverage. I mean, he does a tremendous job as reading the quarterback's eyes and getting a jump on where the ball's going, and they use him, you know, even in man coverage, they'll use him, we call funnel player. He's still the zone player, and he does a tremendous job of, you know, he'll start that way, see the quarterback look over this way, flip his hips and get involved on patterns he really has no right to get involved in, and he's delivered some crushing blows, and he's made a couple picks that, you know, they're very impressive. I know their record doesn't indicate that, but we look at them, they're playing very hard, and they put more pressure on the quarterback than maybe I expected. Again, looking at them statistically, they look like they're up around the quarterback. They're getting some sacks, and just as you said, I think their linebackers run very, very well.
Right. And it looks like they're keeping them in games,
yes.
Which the longer you stay in a game, more chance you have.
Right. Yeah. So hopefully we see that on the film with our guys, and they're ready to, you know, they realize. I think they do. I think they realize this is, it's going to be a challenge.